This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's serious business. What more do you want inside of that? What more do you want the vision for you, for this Muslim Ummah to awaken? May Allah forbid, do you want your own children to you, to carry your own son? Your own daughter in your own hands? Is that what you want, your vision like that? What you want on your own doorstep? To see a young child blown to pieces, bleeding to death. You want to hold that in your own hands, and then you'll awaken. Then you'll begin to think that now this concerns me. That's when we'll awaken. Is that when we'll awaken within our own selves? Well, you know me, and every day we see this. Wahda kafra, some of the non-Muslims, may Allah guide them. They have more feeling of humanity than some of us. Sitting there typing, well, this is like this. They done this, they done this, they done this. Look at what's taking place. Whatever type of people they are, damaruhum, qataluhum, they destroyed their land, their property, their honor, their dignity. Women are asking the question, what question they're asking? That am I allowed to take my life? Because when these people enter into my home, what are they going to do to me? When we discuss the legality about it, what the answer should be, what it shouldn't be. Imagine that if someone said that, may Allah forbid, about your wife, about your mother, about your sister, about your daughter. How long would you wait for someone to write a response to you? You would never wait for someone to write a response. You wouldn't wait a response. Because that's your izzah, that's your dignity, that's your mother, that's your daughter. Those are someone's mothers, someone's daughters, someone's sisters, someone's wives. Why doesn't that move us? Because this Muslim woman is one ummah. Everyone should feel the pain. Everyone should feel the suffering. Everyone should feel that remorse within themselves. Not clout themselves with a political agenda. That we'll see what happens, what we should do, what we should not do. Everyone should awaken and think that these are people of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are his followers. Whatever type of people they may be. Whatever may be there, whatever you believe in. But these children, these young children, what is their sin? What is their blame? What do we have against them? We love our own children, we have love and affection. That's the way we should feel about these children. That we should make some effort, some encouragement amongst ourselves to help these individuals.